Nationals taking on the Mets. Max Scherzer has recorded four straight double-digit strikeout games, and then he's given a lead in the third.
Against Mets, operating from the third base side of the rubber, first pitch drilled. Deep to left center, right away, Washington taking the lead. Long home run left center over the 370 sign. Matt Wieters takes it out, his sixth of the year. 2-0 is belted to the right side deep. Back is Bruce, he turns, he looks, and this one is gone. Michael A. Taylor, opposite way. 2-0 Washington.
2-2 to Rendon, lifted in the air to right. That's pretty deep. Bruce going back onto the track near the fence. It's gone. A two-run opposite field homer into the Mets bullpen in right field to the left of the 370 mark. A ball that just kept carrying and carrying. And for Rendon, who's really been a Met killer this year, it's his 12th home run of the year, the third home run allowed tonight by Steven Matz, and the Nationals have a 4-0 lead. Fastball in there, strike three call. That is number 9 for Scherzer, and there are two men away. Again, Scherzer's last four starts have all produced 10 or more strikeouts, so that's still on the table for him. The left leg kick delivers, swung on and missed, strike three. Got him with a slider. Scherzer gets his 10th strikeout, the fifth consecutive start in which he has struck out in double digits, probably his last pitch of the ninth. And that takes care of the Mets in the eighth.
The Nationals take it 7-2. Max Scherzer picks up his fifth straight double-digit strikeout game. That ties Pedro Martinez from the 1997 season for the second longest streak in Nationals and Expos franchise history. Scherzer's ERA during the streak, 1.13. It was a tough night all around for the injury-riddled Mets, as starter Steven Matz gave up 3 home runs, and the Mets had no offensive answers for reigning Cy Young winner Max Scherzer. Here is Mets skipper Terry Collins in the aftermath of Friday's 7-2 loss to the Nationals.
Well, you saw in the third inning, he started getting it going. Mechanics, I mean, just pitches and location, and he started mowing us down. He's one of the best in the game, and you cannot let him get the lead. You saw we saw last night, those great pitchers, they get the lead, and they can chew you up.
What do you see from your vantage point when he does lock it in that's a little bit different? Do you see it in do you see it in the way he's pitching, or do you see it in the at-bats and the swings?
Well, I see both. Number one, his location gets so much better. I mean, you watched the way he went about things. And I tell you, he's not a guy who wastes pitches. I mean, you better be ready to hit because he's coming at you, and he's coming at you with it, whatever he's got. He's not afraid to pound the strike zone. And you just watch him. When you watch his demeanor on the mound and when he starts walking around with that big, long pace he's got, he's locked in.
Tony.
Terry, there haven't been many times in Jose Reyes' career where people have questioned his abilities. How much do you think he feels like he kind of needs to produce here?
Well, again, I don't have the ability to get how Jose feels. I think Jose is frustrated that he's, has not hit because he's always hit. I know that's got to be a part of it, but, I hope that while he's out there right now, he just grasps this opportunity and gets himself on a roll to where, he's going to help us as we continue to move on. And that's why he's in a position where he's comfortable. I think I'm hoping it'll help him at the plate. Got 2 hits tonight against arguably one of the best pitchers in the game, so maybe that gets him going.
Go ahead, Matt.
Obviously, the team have been playing pretty well coming into this. You had the pretty big uplifting win Wednesday. Are you a little surprised how these first two games have gone here?
It's tonight. Outside of the home run, Steven threw the ball very, very well. He gave up 3 home runs to a team that's, the middle of that lineup's very, very, very dangerous. And so, you're down 4-1 or 4-0. You're still, against Scherzer, it's tough. But I didn't think tonight was any – got ugly in the ninth inning. We didn't make a couple plays. But other than that, I thought it was a good game. And, you're hoping that you can get some runs and, really want to get in their bullpen where they've been struggling. But we just didn't do it.
And have you ever been – they've had a lot of success here this year. I think they're undefeated. I mean, just any reason why Washington just
– Yeah, they're good. Okay.
Simple answer.
All good. Zach there in the back. said you thought Matt's threw well the three home runs. Did you notice anything where they – did you think they were poor pitches or
– Zach, I haven't looked at the tape yet, but, I mean, his velocity is pretty good. His breaking ball was pretty good. Wieters is, I mean, certainly known for ambushing you early. If you get him a fastball, he can handle. So, you know, other than that, I thought Steven, you know, I thought he pitched good. I really did. He faces a very, very good lineup, and you know, when it's you're going through that lineup, you got to work hard. And yeah, I thought he worked hard. The way we can score some runs if we get balls to hit, you know, I thought he threw the ball fine.
The Mets try to bounce back Saturday behind Seth Lugo. He'll be opposed by Steven Strasburg.